This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Gentlemen, let me ask you this. How often do you stop to consider your morning shave? The blade, the razor, the shaving cream? Probably not so often, right? It's a chore, a thing you gotta do to be presentable. Unless you work at radio, in which case nobody notices, but that's a whole different deal. Anyway, today on Conversations from the Corner Office, the gender-neutral business of shaving. Whether it's your face or your legs, everybody needs a razor and a blade. And if Jeff Rader has his way, you're going to buy them from him online. Jeff helped start Warby Parker, selling eyeglasses on the web. Shaving is his new thing on a website called Harry's. Jeff, it's good to have you with us.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Why shaving? I mean, what was it about this thing we all have to do that made you say,
You know, it started when my co-founder and one of my close friends for a long time, his name's Andy Katz Mayfield, walked out of a drugstore and had waited for 10 minutes for them to unlock the case where the razors were being held. And he had a receipt for more than $20 for four razor blades and some shaving cream. And he just called me and he's like, I wonder if you could launch a direct-to-consumer brand in grooming and shaving in particular and really appeal to sort of more sophisticated, discerning guys at a price that was accessible to lots of people.
Talk to me for a second about product design because, and this is, I mean, this sounds a little silly, right? But the razor is an amazingly personal thing, right? You pick it up every day. You got to deal with it. It has to be ergonomically right. You scrape off a layer of your skin with it.
Yep. We spent a lot of time thinking about ergonomics and the handle in particular. I think what we want to do is make it easily – it's got to be a performance product that performs for people every morning. And so we want to make it a product that is easily controlled and that delivers a great experience, but also a product that you're proud to use every day, that when you pick it up and hold it, it feels great and you think it's a – and know it's a shaving tool that's going to work well for you. On the blades.
Yeah, talk about the blades, right? Because if I'm walking out of the shower every morning all hacked up, you know, I don't care how nice the handle is.
Of course. When we started Harry's, went on a journey to try to figure out how razor blades were made, who makes the best product. And that journey took us to Germany, where we ended up working with a 90-year-old company who makes incredibly high-quality razor blades and partnered with them to make our product.
So you're telling me that the track twos I get down at the local CVS aren't cutting it?
Hey, if you like the track twos, then...
I didn't say I liked them, man. I said that's what I got on my shelf in my bathroom.
Well, we'd love to have you try some Harry's product and see if we can help you upgrade the experience.
Obviously, with Warby Parker, you guys have cracked the get into an established business... but do it online for cheaper and give consumers choice. Clearly, you're confident you can do the same thing here. But, I mean, the shaving industry is a behemoth, especially when everybody can walk down to the drugstore and get a can of Barbasol and a Track 2, you know?
Yeah. No, that's right. And I think, first, lots of the dynamics that we saw at Warby Parker exist here. It's a big market. It's dominated by a couple of companies. They make huge profits and they charge lots and lots of money for products that are difficult to make but products that you could make for much less than they charge.
Are you just a serial entrepreneur now? I mean, is that where you have found yourself?
You know, it has been an incredibly fun and rewarding experience launching both Harry's and Warby Parker. Personally, I'm really committed to trying to grow Harry's and to continue to be involved in growing Warby Parker. They take a lot of work and it's a lot of fun, and I think that's where I'm focused right now.
Jeff Rader of Warby Parker fame, I guess you could say. His new company is called Harry's. It does shaving stuff. Jeff, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.